You're listening to SBS News.
Fleeing war in Syria, Radwan al-Maznun is relieved his family is finally safe from harm.
I've come from a world of war and destruction, and I just wanted to have a bit of a break for me and my kids.
But he says settling in Australia with two sons with severe disabilities has been anything but easy. Arriving in 2015, his youngest son was in a wheelchair too small for his growing body. The family had no means to buy a new one. They struggled to pay for essential items such as nappies and took their sons by public transport to doctor's appointments.
The treatment from the doctor is good. The treatment from the nurse is good. But the help I am getting is not enough.
Radwan al-Maznun's sons are eligible for the NDIS, but he tells SBS through a translator it took almost 3 years to find out what they were entitled to. A new report by the Refugee Council of Australia has found many of those arriving with disabilities are waiting months for access to vital services. Asher Hirsch is a senior policy advisor with the organisation. He says specialist support for refugees with disabilities should be made available from day one of their arrival in Australia.
Yes, so we've heard of people, for example, arriving at the airport and needing a wheelchair, but no information being provided to the service provider that they need that support. And so the family member has to carry them on their backs off the plane.
The Department of Home Affairs told SBS in a statement if they're aware that a new arrival has a disability, on-service arrival services through the department's humanitarian settlement program, such as transportation and accommodation, are tailored accordingly. Asher Hirsch says that doesn't always happen in reality.
So in 2012, the government removed a discriminatory policy that said that refugees with a disability were not able to be resettled to Australia, and that was welcomed by the Refugee Council and many other organisations. But since then, there hasn't been an increased level of funding to support those new refugees who are arriving with a disability.
Radwan al-Maznun says he's grateful for all that Australia has done for his family. But 3 years after moving here, he's still in the dark about when the help his sons need will arrive. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.